What would you like other South Dakotans to know about your district and your constituency?
Yeah, District 15 is really a special place. It is the smallest state senate district in the state. It's also the most compact. It has the most people per square mile. So District 15 is basically downtown Sioux Falls and the north end of Sioux Falls. So like most districts, it has 21,626 people. But what I really found, I think it's the impressions I made out knocking on doors in April and May and June that really had the lasting effect on me, is I thought I had an understanding of income and wealth inequality in this town, but spending a few weeks out knocking on doors and talking to people just made me far more aware of how much poverty. There's a lot of low-income people that live in District 15. It's a diverse community. It's only about 71% white, the rest non-white. So other than the reservation districts in the state, it's also one of the most racially diverse places in the state. And so I'm going to be very aware of that when I'm representing this constituency when I'm in peer this coming legislative session.
What major issues or topics would you like to see the legislature address?
Yeah, again, the knocking on doors and talking to people in my district reminds me that the South Dakota economy is not working well for everyone. There's a lot of people still in my district that are unable to find jobs or have lower wage jobs. We have a tax system that continues to take a higher share of income from low-income people than higher-income people. So one of my priorities is going to continue to be tax fairness. I'm glad I would have voted for the bill for to increase teacher pay, but I thought that the Democratic alternative was actually better, that instead of raising sales taxes by a half cent, would have raised it a whole cent, and then would have removed the sales tax on food. And that measure would have actually lowered taxes paid for the bottom 20% of South Dakotans, and a lot of those folks are in my district. And so I'm going to continue to be aware of tax fairness. I think this is a district that also would benefit concretely from Medicaid expansion. I think that has to be one of the priorities. I'm happy to be with to work together. I look forward to working with Governor Dugard on trying to get that passed. I'm glad that he has had this conversation with federal officials on about Indian Health Services and getting the federal government to fulfill its treaty obligations. And so I'm optimistic that we can get Medicaid expansion done this coming legislative session. And then the third thing is really this problem of corruption, right? In the wake of the EB-5 scandal and the Gear Up scandal, we'll see what happens. There's three great bills on the November ballot, and we'll just have to respond to those. That if those don't pass, I do think that there is a need for an ethics commission. I do think that there is a need to have some sort of nonpartisan redistricting commission to deal with that. And I'm a fan of nonpartisan primaries as well. Right, I feel there's too many elections like mine in South Dakota. Almost a third of seats are going uncontested because these boundaries have been drawn, and constituents don't get to vote. So I feel bad for Republicans in my district who don't have anybody to vote for in District 15 this fall. We'd be better if we had two people having a runoff election, so people at least were able to vote for somebody in the fall.
You touched on this before, but what kind of legislation or solutions would you like to see come forward to deal with these issues?
Right. So I think we need to figure out how to reach some sort of compromise with Republicans in the House and the Senate to figure out how to make Medicaid expansion appealing. So we need to figure out how to do Medicaid expansion would be one of my priorities. We need to figure out how to have oversight in terms of corruption. Because it isn't just a problem of corruption. The problem is that it erodes trust in government. And that's just fundamentally problematic in a representative democracy. We need to have government that has integrity, that people have a reason to trust in them. And I think in South Dakota, these scandals have left people with distrust for good reason. So Medicaid expansion, dealing with corruption, and again, I'm going to sponsor a bill to again remove the sales tax on food because I just think it's immoral. All of the states around us are able are able to run tax systems that don't tax food off of people's tables, and we should do the same. And again, one of the reasons I'm running is I've been actively involved with South Dakotans for Responsible Lending and putting an interest rate cap on the payday loans that continue to take advantage of desperate people in our state. And I suspect that even after initiated Measure 21 passes and Constitutional Amendment U fails, that the payday lenders are going to continue to want to create legislation that would allow them to prey on South Dakotans. And I'm going to be a voice in peer to make sure that that doesn't have to do all that I can. They have enormous power, but I'm going to do all that I can to make sure that payday lenders stop preying on South Dakotans.